Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom break. This is Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That podcast. I'm here with the great Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials podcast. And before we get into our episode today, which is going to be about negative signal, which is going to be very interesting, useful, boring, I'm not sure what. Right now, it's like prom season. My kids are in high school, and so they're all in on prom. When I was going to prom, I didn't know anything about this promposal stuff, where people have to be very creative and ask their boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever they're doing, to go to prom in a very interesting way. So Daniel, I'm a billion times older than you. Did you have a promposal situation when you were in high school?
This is so lame, but I got like a fish tank, a fish, and then I put like a note in the fish tank that was said, you're the only fish in the sea. Will you go to prom with me?
Did she take the fish home?
I don't know what happened with the fish after that, but she said
yes.
Did
you name the fish?
No, do not name a fish. I just thought it was like, I was trying to be creative, but she seemed to like it. People thought it was cute back then, but.
That's special. It would be cool if like you, like, you know, you're all football. You took the fish, you just swallowed it. And just like yeah.
That would be dramatic. Yeah. But what are we talking about today? Because this is, don't want to go back to prom memories.
We're talking about negative signal. This is something that really, I really learned a lot from you, and I want to get into some tactics to avoid right now to not allow your brand to be running into negative signal, but I don't think enough marketers are really thinking about this. So can you explain kind of what it means?
So everybody thinks that like putting out content and giving content in the world is a positive thing to the world. Like just doing marketing is a net positive. But negative signal is when you're putting out below average, below par, not on brand things that actually hurt your brand's reputation, your brand's expertise. So, for example, I always say to people that, yeah, like posting on social consistently, you win on that. But if you're going to do below average posts, you're just turning off your audience and actually turning off followers. And I have this theory that nobody really tracks in marketing, and I don't know how to track, and if you can learn how to track this, it would be good, but everybody thinks of LTV of a customer, but nobody thinks of LTV for an audience, and there is an audience of people who are lurking at your brand, lurking to, that want to buy from your brand, and every time you do something negative or send them a spammy email or send them an extra text that is, or to double text them, you actually are turning off people that could have bought from you in a month or two or three. So negative signal is that, where you are putting out negative things into the world that are actually turning off future buyers that would buy from you, or future people who read your newsletter, or future people who would do X.
Yeah, they're basically silent killers. And I'm going to rattle off some specific ones that a lot of us are doing that we may not realize. And a lot of it has to do with, some of it has to do with trigger-based email communications, for example. If you're not going through, a lot of us are using marketing automation tools. Somebody goes to a particular page on your site, it fires off an email, abandoned cart, fires off an email, hasn't opened or clicked on an email in this period of time, fires off an email, all of these different triggers. If you're not going through and auditing that and looking what's in there, I cannot tell you how many times we look at our clients' automations and they're firing off something from literally a year ago and they didn't realize it was in there, or a piece of content that makes no sense. A great example of content right now that's a negative signal that not enough people realize is we're sitting here right now in May, not to date the episode, but it's May, and so many marketers are still sending out the 2025 outlook for whatever, content that was made probably sometime in November, December. The world has changed in the last 60 days. If you're sending out 2025 outlook now as your content piece, you're an idiot. I mean, it's just, it's a negative signal on what you're doing. And then the last one would be to think about the long tail of your content, right? So let's say you have a webinar that you put out there, or you have some sort of sale, and somebody goes and they click on that email or that promotion 60 days after the webinar has passed, or 60 days after that sale is over, and they click on that email because they're still interested, and then they go to a page, and the page is, I'm sorry, there's nothing here for you to see, which we all have seen, or they take you to a sale page that has nothing to do with the original product. That is a negative signal that you're not organized, you don't know what you're doing, and that is a fail.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways in your business right now that you can look if you're doing negative signal things, and Jay said a couple, but first, like, are you over communicating in an irrelevant way? I think you always talk about it's good to send a lot of emails, but if you send a lot of irrelevant, uninspired, boring, and doesn't, your customers don't care, because you can always send a lot of emails if they're relevant to your customer. If they are irrelevant, that's number one. Number two is, like, are you targeting the wrong audience? That is negative signal too. Like, are you, like, sending this piece of content to this part of your audience versus this ad to this piece? That's negative signaling too, because people are like, what are you doing? This content doesn't have anything to me. I think the biggest one that I see is generic boring content, meaning like clickbait headlines, like a clickbait just to get a high open rate with content that doesn't match, immediate negative signal. Or a clickbait ad that doesn't match in a landing page, clear negative signal. These things are stuff that you are hurting your brand over time. And you want, as marketers, to do actions that are, so I rather, my ask is, like, I rather do your test internally and say, is this going to hurt, or would my audience care about this? Is this better than the average in the market? If it's not, then don't send that email, no, or don't make that post. That's why I think focus is so important in marketing, because we get so inundated of so many channels that if we just focus on a few channels and win on them, we actually win in the long run.
Yeah, and you know, before we wrap up, I learned really in regular life how you could have a negative signal in your social life. I didn't really understand it that much, because, like, I'll say to my kids who are teenagers, they'll be like, oh, I messaged so-and-so on Snap or whatever they say, and they didn't open it, or they didn't do whatever. I'm like, I'll just message them again or Snap them again. They're like, what? No, if you do that, then this horrible thing happens. But, like, what is the protocol so you don't have a negative signal when you're trying to, like, you know, get with somebody or whatever? How does that work?
That's not something you should ask me. We should bring your kids on the podcast and talk about negative signals of communication in this era, because a double snap or double text, but some people are very double texters. Like, some people like a double text. So I don't know the rules of communication anymore, but that seems like bad advice to double send a picture to someone.
Right. But even it's like, you could, like, open it, but not open it or what. I don't know. It's just too complicated now. I don't get it.
It's too complicated. People like playing mind games now. It's weird.
Oh, when I was young, because I'm such an old loser, you know, we had our regular phones, like no cell phones. And then we would put somebody on the party. They had a party line, and you tell them to be quiet. And then you would call up the person that they either liked or didn't like or whatever. And then you'd say to them, hey, what do you think of Jen? And the person like, oh, I really like them. And then all of a sudden, Jen would be on the line and chime in, like, I'm here. And it was amazing.
That was like, you were a matchmaker back then.
That's right.
But what if they said no? That would be a horrible experience.
It was horrendous. It was terrible. It was went sideways. Oh, another good, very important episode of The Bathroom Break. We really crushed it today. Listen, everybody, if you go ahead on Instagram and you tag the Marketing Millennials or me about this show, we will reshare it to our stories. Daniel's got like a gabillion followers. And check out the Marketing Millennials. Do This Not That podcast and keep it real.
One thing I'm going to say is congrats to Jay. He went viral on his on Instagram recently. So go to Jay Swearson. Look, he went viral. Like 3 million views. Like crazy.
Yeah. Viral doesn't do anything for you, I learned. I got like all these people following me that are like, they're like, hi, I own a donkey farm. I'm like, congratulations. Like, what do I do with that?
Well, that was great. Talk to you all later.
Later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing.
and hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennial podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.